And it is, again, a very special piano bench that we have today. It is the second Tuesday in the month of February. And for the rest of this school year, we have the privilege of welcoming Eastern Washington University students to come in and to share their gifts with us. And we have some really interesting music underway. And sometimes we bend the rules just a bit. This is indeed a piano program, but that doesn't mean that we will not admit other instruments. We will have a piano quartet movement coming up later in the hour. And as a curtain raiser, what better way to do it than a very lively piece played by, what's the collective? Would it be a gaggle of cellists? Well, at any rate, it is a quintet, and it is led by Dr. John Marshall from Eastern Washington University, and we'll let him introduce them. As part of our second Tuesday with Eastern Washington University student musicians, we have a cello quintet this morning to introduce, and with them is their teacher and a member of the quintet, Dr. John Marshall. So welcome, John.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Before we introduce the students in the piece, tell us a little bit about how things are in the teaching world now that we are under all these various regimes and restrictions.
Yes. Well, at Eastern, we're under kind of a hybrid situation in the music department. Orchestra is still going, but it's only strings. And we are rehearsing half the orchestra on one day, half the orchestra on another day, and then we have a Zoom meeting at the end of the week where we're all involved. Because we're only strings this year, we're recording all of the Vivaldi seasons this year, each concerto with a different soloist. So we started with our professor of violin, Julia Salerno, for the autumn concerto, and later this month we're going to be recording with Mateusz Wolski, the winter concerto.
All right. Well, it is one of those classic lemons to lemonade kind of things that we're all dealing with here, but bravo to you and to your students as well. Let's see what's on the agenda for today. So first of all, tell us the piece that you are going to play.
Well, we're going to play a well-known piece called Saber Dance by Aram Khachaturian. It's probably a piece that most people have heard, even if they don't know it. It's very commercialized. Usually played when there's some kind of sword swallowing or fire breathing going on at the same time. But there's not going to be any of that with our cellos today.
That's kind of dangerous around cellos, for sure.
So. Yes. And this is an arrangement by my friend David Garrett. He's a member of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And we know each other from teaching at Interlochen. And he's done quite a few different arrangements. This is one that I particularly like. It's very challenging. It's very fun. So that's why we wanted to bring it to you this morning.
And your ensemble, tell us their names.
The cello ensemble today, we have Grace Ahola, Gloria Miller, Alexis Preston, Spencer McConaughey, and myself. Thank you.
Saber Dance, a well-known piece, probably not so well-known as a piece for five cellos, but there we have it, the EWU Cello Ensemble, led by and performed in with Dr. John Marshall. Other student members of the ensemble, Grace Ahola, Gloria Miller, Alexis Preston, and Spencer McConaughey. That arrangement by David Garrett, getting things underway on a very special Piano Bench program here on the stations of Spokane Public Radio. If you miss this program, well, don't fret, because we will have it, I don't know if I should say fret around string players, but never mind. Don't worry, because it will be available as a podcast this afternoon from our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. Across the way from me here, we have our usual guest for these, and that's Dr. Jody Graves of the Eastern Faculty. So, good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Jim.
And now we're going to hear some piano solos, and then coming up before too long, just a wonderful piece of chamber music, an excerpt from a piano quartet by Frank Bridge. But speaking of piano, first and foremost, and one of the true steadfast composers for the piano, one of the highlights, of course, Friedrich Chopin. And we're going to hear a mazurka first, aren't we?
We are.
All right. Yeah. Our first performer is a senior at Eastern and piano and liberal arts dual major, I guess. We can perhaps ask her about that when she's done. But this is the Mazurka in A minor, Opus 17, number 4, the music of Friedrich Chopin, played in our KPBX studio by pianist Jennifer Goodnight. Thank you. Jennifer Goodnight in that music of Friedrich Chopin. And Jennifer has come to the microphone now, and I'm hoping that we have the connection with the studio. So, Jennifer, well, you are a senior, and you are listed as having, is it a dual major you have, piano and liberal arts?
Yes.
All right. Very good. What is your hope for what you're going to do with the obvious wonderful skill and sensitivity you have as a pianist as you move ahead?
I'm really hoping to do something that's more rural performances, things that reach out to smaller communities, maybe working at like late night bar type thing. Yeah.
Do you are you from a small community yourself?
I am, yeah. I'm from Kettle Falls.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that qualifies. It's,
yeah.
It's a great place, but again, a little bit off the beaten track and definitely a smaller community. So it's a place where, yeah, you can do some real intense good through music. Well, thank you for playing. That was a lovely, lovely. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we move on now to more piano music, this time from Claude Debussy. And we have another performer, his name Christian Skok. And maybe, Jody, tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear about
sure.
Christian.
This is, he's going to play Ondine by Debussy from the Preludes in Book 2. And, of course, we all know these wonderfully colorful and almost poetic pieces and sort of a story behind them, as you can even imagine as you're listening. Christian is a junior in piano performance and also a junior in music theater.
All right. And he is now in our KPBX studio to play this music from the Preludes of Claude Debussy, Ondine.
Thank you.
Music of Claude Debussy from the second book of Preludes, Ondine, played in our KPBX studio by Christian Skok, a junior at Eastern Washington University. This is the second of our programs to be given the rest of the school year on the second Tuesday of each month, featuring Eastern students in our studio. And Christian has come to the microphone here. And Christian, you played some Debussy for us. Are there other composers or other specific pieces that you really look forward to either playing again that you know or learning more about or maybe even one of these days learning?
Well, definitely I love Debussy. He's one of my favorite composers. I just love his just character and just the sounds of each piece. But I do really like Schubert, I've learned recently. His melodies are just absolutely gorgeous, and I very much look forward to learning some of his pieces and adding that to my repertoire.
Do you do much collaborative work in your time out at Eastern?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do a lot of duo work, which we will be hearing later today on the program. But yeah, I do a lot of duo work. I do accompany a few of my friends for like vocal stuff. I also help a lot of my theater friends since I am a musical theater major as well. I do help them with like auditioning and little tips and tricks in the music side of things.
We'll try to get them to sing some Schubert for you. So you
can
get into that
whole
thing.
Definitely will.
Christian, very, very nice work. Thank you so much for being here today. And we look forward to your forehand work at the end of the program today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.